One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Okay, next up, let's go to Heartbroken.
Heartbroken,
are you there?
What up, man?
What's up, brother?
Oh, what's up, Elvis?
Do you have questions about your wedding or something, Heartbroken?
No. I have a very peculiar situation here.
Hit us with it.
So, I met this girl 3 years ago. And she was a single mother of two, and we were got really close for a year, really good close friends, and then we got even closer. Mm. We're exclusively fucking for 8 months.
Okay.
And everything was sweet. Everything was great. Everything was great until we added a title to the situation, and
you
we were dating
say.
For the last year.
Okay, keep going. And, so you were date. So you were fucking for 8 months.
Yeah.
And you. You didn't live together? You lived in separate places?
No, separate places.
Gotcha. Okay, interesting. Hooking up for 8 months and then kind of an organic way, and then for a year you were boyfriend girlfriend now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everything was cool for a while. I caught her cheating on me twice in that year. I took her back both times.
Mm.
You know, because again, the kids, they're all I know. It was like, it was okay, I guess.
you're cool. A good guy because citing the kids as a reason to take her back means you're a good person. Because other people be like, oh, bitch, you have kids. You think I'm fucking putting up with you sucking dick on the side? But you're like, these kids, I'm worried about them. You're toast. You're too nice of a human being, man. Anyway, tell us how it goes. Fill us in. Give us all of it.
All right. So last month, I took a felony charge for dabs in the state of South Dakota.
Oh, my God. What a fucking ridiculous place. The Dakotas.
I took it and I stopped her from catching the charge herself because, again, the kids.
My God, dude, you're a fucking idiot. They were her dabs, or were they both of your dabs?
They were both of our dabs.
Okay, all right. That's a little better. It should only have been one of you. That's fair.
No. They're all mine. It's all mine. Everything's mine. They're like, you sure? I was like, yeah. Everything's mine.
No. That's better because they would have just gotten both of you for the same exact charge.
Yeah. She left me 4 days later.
Damn.
And she's like, I want to take a break. I want to take a break because, you know, the stipulation we got evicted from our place was that her parents were going to take her in. She had to leave me.
What?
So she's like, yeah.
How old are you both, by the way?
They don't like me because I'm brown.
I see. How old are you guys?
I'm 27 and she's 24.
I see. Okay. Damn.
And so they took her back and we took a break. You know, or so I thought. So for 2 weeks, she's telling me, you know, that she really wants to be with me. She misses me, blah, blah, blah. And she's like hitting me up for every problem that she has. And I'm there for her, of course, stupidly. And I get screenshots from one of my buddies. And she was on Tinder day one.
Yeah.
Of us. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And
I was like, holy shit. So I hit her up and she's leaving me on scene, like crazy about this situation.
Yeah.
So I do what any, guy in my position would do, and I signed into her social media.
Oh no, dude!
I'm gonna dumb down the number because I don't want to make her look bad. But between 15 dudes, she's sending them all the same shit, all the same nudes, and I fucking lost my shit.
Yeah.
I was just kind of looking for some ancient Greek wisdom,
bro,
on what do I do with this.
What because, do you do? What are you talking? Congratulations. You don't have to be a stepfather at 27 anymore.
Yeah.
You're single. Yeah. Find a good fucking dabs attorney. Start your life over, bro. There's no, what do you do? What are you fucking talking about? What do you do?
I miss her. Regardless of everything.
That's how it works. That's how that works. It's going to suck, but like, come on, man. I mean, really think about what you just told us and the fact, like, hey, man, this fucking girl who's this, like, you know, she clear, whatever, this young single mother of two whose parents don't like me, who I took a drug charge for, who has cheated on me multiple times, asked to take a break, and has been sending nudes to 40 men and on Tinder. What do you think I should do about that? There's not even a question here, buddy. What else do you want? The world has made the decision for you, right? She's immature. She's going to string you along. She'll try and take advantage of you in any way that she can if you're going to let yourself do that. She doesn't give a fuck. She's so out. She couldn't be more out.
She's like, damn, yes. I can get away with this too. It's like, yeah. Damn, he'll take a charge. Damn,
he'll do whatever.
Fuck around and
right.
I can come back.
Right. And so your challenge here is completely cut her out of your life. And by the way,
I blocked her.
Huh?
I blocked her on everything.
More than that, we've done the initial block, and then a week later, we're creating new fucking Instagram accounts. We're creating a fake like bunny page. To be like, Mr. Hops, the little influencer. And it's like, just to see what the fuck she's up to. You got to stick. You got it. Bro, you're in a tough spot here. Because I'm going to guess you must either not gotten that much pussy before, or she had incredible pussy or something. She seems insane. Two kids kind of young. Completely unstable. She probably sucked dick out of control, if I had to guess.
You're spot on, man.
I know, you know, I'm an observer. I'm a keen observer of human nature, and you're fucked, bro. You're fucked. You got to stay completely away. There is no conversation. There's no nothing. You have to keep your distance. I would say try and date. You know what I mean? Just so that when she comes back to try and take advantage of you in some way, I don't know what that is right now, that you don't let that happen. You're a weak man, I can tell. You're going to let her do it. So I say get a different girlfriend fast so that you just aren't tempted to go back to this girl. You can't, dude. You got to be completely out of here, bro.
You're not going to win with her, man.
There's no positive outcome here for you. Zero. Zero.
Yeah, I felt like that was the problem.
Yeah.
I think I needed to hear it from someone else.
Yeah. You definitely did.
You can't win. You're not gonna miraculously find peace in this relationship with her ever.
No. And she might at some point stop being a dumb bitch, but it will not be with you. It will not be with you. That's not how people work, bro. I'm sorry. So, yeah, start fresh. And listen, call us back when you get other pussy.
All right, man.
Okay? That's your homework assignment. Fuck someone else.
I'll update you on that.
All right, dude. Good luck. Right, sorry that happened, brother.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye, thank buddy. You, guys.
Damn,
dude. I'd be heartbroken, too.
That's fucking brutal.
Fucking all that shit in South Dakota.
He's got to go to fucking jail.
You can't smoke a fucking joint out there. That's so funny.
What a fucking dog shit town. Yeah, we should have told him to leave South Dakota. Tell him that. Tell him to go to a better place.
Just leave South Dakota, dude.
Fuck, I feel bad. I should have given him more. I was so appalled by the... Sometimes people just have to say these things out loud to a neutral party.
Yeah.
Like when you say it to your friends and they're all wrapped up in your bullshit.
Yeah.
But you need to, honestly, most of this show is having people say out loud what the problem is so they can hear how fucking stupid they are.
Totally.
All right.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.